It seems that so much of our lives and so much of our time is wasted or taken up with waiting. We are in waiting rooms all the time. Think of how much time you've spent in a waiting room, or waiting to retire, waiting on a trip to get to your destination, kids saying, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" Waiting in traffic. How many hours have we spent in traffic? Waiting for the Vikings to win a Super Bowl. Keep waiting. Maybe you're waiting already for this homily to be over. We wait and we wait and we wait. And so much of the time seems to be wasted, as I've said. It seems to be just a passive thing that we do. We wait till the next thing, to the next activity. And we can even treat Advent like this, this season or period before Christmas. We're just waiting for Christmas. We're just waiting. When will it come? Will it be here already? But this is not the intention of the church in having this season. It's not so much a season of waiting as it is a season of preparation. I tell the school kids often, I wear purple during two seasons, and those two seasons of purple are seasons of preparation. We're supposed to be preparing for Christmas, not just waiting on it. And being prepared, as we hear Jesus talk about in the gospel today, and staying awake, those aren't passive things. Those are active things. That the activity of these next few weeks should be preparing us for the great season of Christmas. And undoubtedly, you're preparing for Christmas in certain ways. You're preparing your homes with lights and trees and decorations. Now that Thanksgiving's over, you're already preparing a menu for Christmas. You're preparing to buy gifts and send out Christmas cards. So you're preparing lots of things on the external for Christmas. But I want to give you an encouragement to prepare the internal as well. That during these next few weeks of preparation of Advent, that we prepare our hearts to receive Christ in deeper ways. Now that can just be all pie in the sky. So I want to give you two practical suggestions of how we prepare our hearts for Christmas. Outside of coming to the Sunday liturgies of Advent, two things. The first is to prepare your heart by going to confession. Advent is a great time to clean the house. That's what you're doing in your homes, getting ready for Christmas. Hopefully, that's what I do. But we need to clean the inside as well. To go to the priest, to confess our sins, to clean the slate. The more room we prepare in our hearts by getting rid of sin, the larger our hearts will be to receive Jesus at Christmas. And we'll have ample opportunities here at the church during Advent for confession. On top of our Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock and Saturdays at 3:30 p.m., we'll also have a parish penance service. We'll have a faith formation penance service. We'll have a school penance service. So there will be extra times during this season of preparation to get our hearts ready, to get ready for Jesus to come into them. That's the first one, confession. Very practical. Secondly, we have to fill our hearts once we've made more space. And I want to encourage a daily reading of Scripture to prepare our hearts to receive Christ more deeply. If we take just 5 minutes a day by reading God's Word, we'll be more intimately connected to Him. He'll be able to speak to us. He'll be able to fill those parts of us that are in disorder and chaos and bring peace and tranquility. A very practical way to do this is to read the Gospel of Luke during the season of Advent. Today is December 1st, and Christmas, of course, is on December 25th. Happenstance would have it that there are 24 chapters in Luke. So you could start today reading a chapter of the Gospel of Luke every day, taking about 5 minutes. And between now and Christmas, you'll have finished the entire Gospel of Luke, which contains the rich infancy narratives of Christ's first coming as a baby. It'll lead through his public ministry and all the way to his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. A great practice to just sprinkle our lives with more of God's word. Because if we're listening to God's word, we'll know his voice more readily. So confession and the Gospel of Luke. Each of these would prepare our hearts more readily to receive Christ. And just about everybody could do this. There are some young kids that might not be able to read the Gospel of Luke yet. So I want to encourage you families to read it together. You could take 5 minutes a day just reading that chapter of Luke together. And as a family, you could invite Christ into your homes more deeply, into your relationships, into your families. Also, it's a beautiful thing for a priest to sit in the confessional and to hear the confessions of families, to have mom come, and then dad, and then a brother and a sister. I just sit back there with a big smile on my face, knowing that this is a family that has made their faith a priority, that wants to come to Mass together, come to confession together, and truly consecrate their family to Christ. So today and throughout this season of Advent, let's not just wait, let's not be passive, but let's actively prepare our hearts for Christ's coming, that he would find us awake and ready to receive him.